Good morning and welcome to Corpus Christi Church. And thank you for joining us for the 30th annual Corpus Christi Dzięki Harvest Festival, the oldest running festival in Western New York. Our hope is to offer you a fun-filled weekend in which you meet friends old and new while introducing you to our rich culture and traditions. Our parishioners, friends, and festival volunteers have worked very hard to bring you a wonderful variety of music, entertainment, cultural experiences, and of course, our delicious Polish cuisine. We hope you enjoy all the events and food we have planned for you this weekend. We are very proud of our Polish culture, our history, and our traditions. We welcome you to our beautiful church and its grounds, nestled on the east side of Buffalo, to not only have a good time, but also get a glimpse into our deep faith and commitment to our surrounding community. So thanks again for coming, and have a great time.
Christians join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before the throne rejoice, saved by God's gracious choice, Alleluia. Alleluia, Amen. Christ is our guide and friend. Let praise to Him ascend. Christ's love shall never end. Alleluia, Amen. Praise yet the Lord again. Alleluia, Amen. Praise up the joyful strain. Alleluia, Amen. Hymns to the heavens soar, as all God's sons adore, singing forevermore. Alleluia, Amen. Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before the throne rejoice, saved by God's gracious choice, Alleluia, Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome everyone in our beautiful church. Many people know how to ask, but the time comes when we should also say, thank you, Lord, for everything what we receive from you. And Thanksgiving, Harvest Festival, is the thanksgiving for everything what we receive from Him. Welcome all of you who come here with these beautiful costumes, dresses, with instruments. We want to become instruments of God in this church, that we could praise Him with our voices. And it is why we welcome Father Carol, who for so many years was organizing this Harvest Festival. Also Father Wojciech, a missionary from Africa, who next week will talk about missions in Africa. All musicians, Mrs. Vrubel, for singing with us today. Today's readings are important for us. Jesus gives us a message in today's readings in the Gospel, but also the first reading says, choose today whether you want to follow the Lord or false gods. And Jesus says, will you also leave me? In other words, the people were given a choice. God is the greatest democrat of all. And it is why he gives us freedom if we want to follow him, if we want to choose him. So, dear friends, in this Thanksgiving, let us choose Jesus, because only right thing for us to do is to choose him.
Brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ's love, let us acknowledge our failures and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in my own fault,
in my thoughts and my words,
in what I have done and what I have failed to do. And I ask Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Sovereign, loving, and just, we worship you, give honor and thanks. For your glory we give you praise. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Jesus Christ, we give you praise. Give you thanks, God's only Son. You take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, have mercy on us.
Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, Alleluia, Alleluia.
You alone are holy God. You alone are most high, Jesus Christ and Spirit blessed, three in one we give you praise.
Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Módlmy się. Boże, Ty jednoczysz serca Twoich wiernych w dążeniu do Ciebie. Daj swojemu ludowi miłować to, co nakazujesz i pragnąć tego, co obiecujesz, abyśmy wśród zmienności świata tam znieśli nasze serca, gdzie są prawdziwe radości. Przez naszego Pana Jezusa Chrystusa, Twojego Syna, który z Tobą żyje i króluje w jedności Ducha Świętego, Bóg przez wszystkie wieki wieku.
Amen. reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem, summoning their elders, their leaders, their judges, and their officers. When they stood in ranks before God, Joshua addressed all the people. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. The gods your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are now dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. But the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord, our God, who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey and among the peoples whom we passed. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall always be on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. For God has been so good to me.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, of the Lord. Of the Lord who answered me.
and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
Czytanie z listu świętego Pawła, apostoła do Efezjan. Bracia, bądźcie sobie wzajemnie poddani w bojaźni Chrystusowej. Żony niechaj będą poddane swym mężom jak Panu, bo mąż jest głową żony, jak i Chrystus głową Kościoła. On zbawca ciała, lecz jak Kościół poddany jest Chrystusowi, tak i żony mężom we wszystkim. Mężowie, miłujcie żony, bo i Chrystus umiłował Kościół i wydał za niego samego siebie, aby go uświęcić, oczyściwszy obmyciem wodą, któremu towarzyszy słowo, aby osobiście stawić przed sobą Kościół jako chwalebny, nie mający skazy czy zmarszczki, czy czegoś podobnego, lecz aby był święty i nieskalany. Mężowie powinni miłować swoje żony tak, jak własne ciało. Kto miłuje swoją żonę, siebie samego miłuje. Przecież nigdy nikt nie odnosił się z nienawiścią do własnego ciała, lecz każdy je żywi i pielęgnuje, jak i Chrystus Kościół, bo jesteśmy członkami Jego ciała. Dlatego opuści człowiek ojca i matkę, a połączy się z żoną swoją i będą dwoje jednym ciałem. Tajemnica to jest wielka, a ja mówię w odniesieniu do Chrystusa i do Kościoła. Oto Słowo Boże. Bogu niech będą dzięki.
Strength of your word, help us to be your disciples, to bring all the world to the joy of your kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Our reading is from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some among you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of the disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe that you and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Choose today whether you want to follow the Lord or false gods. That's what Joshua said to Israelites. It's the same what we Catholics of the 21st century can say. Do you want to choose God or false gods? There are many false gods, and we have also false messiahs. Many churches are not, maybe, who don't belong to Catholic faith, are full, and they have many people in them, and we can think why some preachers are so powerful that they can bring people and that they feel safe, loved and fulfilled. And we believe that we have true faith. And after true faith, many people don't want to follow. We say that in America, and you probably heard many times, the biggest one religion is Catholic faith. The second one is ex-Catholics. And then we have different groups and religions. Why so many Catholics left? We can find many different reasons. Because we want to be somehow loved, and we want to belong to faith. And because of our evil doings, we cannot be a life part of the church, that you can, for example, receive communion. When you choose the third, the fourth husband, then you cannot receive Jesus. And many people who are in this kind of community, I mean, this kind of marriages with somebody who is not a husband or wife, then there's a problem. But people have the need to be with God, a need to be somehow involved. And then you can go to different places and they will say, all your sins are forgiven. You can start from the very beginning. It is not your husband, it is not your wife. And we have people who are powerful, who, like, for example, Pastor Jim Jones, who in the 70s brought so many people to himself, and he was one of the great people who stole people from the true faith and brought them to himself. But we have also things that we can recognize who is a true Messiah, who is the true follower of God, and who builds everything on himself. We can recognize that false messiahs will look for their own personal glory. Sooner or later we will see it, and it is one of the points that we can see. We see also that the freedom of people is taken from them. And today we want to talk about freedom, that the follower of Jesus Christ is a free man. Christ never took freedom away from his people. The false messiahs usually promise their followers an earthly paradise in some shape of some way. And we see that people in those big mega churches, they are talking about one thing. If you are going to be good for your congregation, for your church, for your building, then God will be good for you and he will give you more money. And then we see that why in some places we see that people are not so generous. In some places we can be surprised that they can have $30,000 per one weekend. Jesus never said that you have to give more. Jesus never said that you will have paradise on earth. But he promised cross, persecution, and he promised that people will leave. We experience it here on East Side, that many people are leaving this neighborhood, and we are always asking ourselves, and I think all of you are asking, what we can do to bring people here. Sometimes we can say, oh, it is the priests, they are not good. Or this priest is taking people away from this place. Is it true? Sometimes yes. But can we say that Father Antony Konieczny, a pastor of John Kenty's, is a bad priest? And we can say no. As far as I know, he's a great father. He's a great priest serving in his parish. Does he have much more people coming? No. Is Bishop Grosz a bad priest, that he somehow is a reason that he doesn't have too many people? I don't think so. Is Father Ted from St. Adalbert a bad priest? Why he doesn't have more people? Sometimes we come to the church and we feel not something what we feel today, that you have a neighbor on your left and on your right. Sometimes you feel that you are like an island in an empty church. Some people love it, some people don't. Would like to have the community where you feel not only church as a building, but the church as a people. And we miss it. And I can tell you that more than you, priests miss it. Because when you come to the huge church and you see a couple people, you feel like your priesthood is not fulfilled, that maybe it is you. Christ is a good shepherd. He laid down his life for his people. Jesus today asked apostles, do you also want to leave? And Simon said, you are the Messiah, where we should go? We are in this neighborhood, in this situation, that is not easy and is tough. But we, in this situation, in this island of abandoned houses, still are fighting. Many people are saying that it is like a mission impossible, but if it's done with faith, it can be mission possible. We can survive and we can save this place. We can save other places. Many things have to go. Many houses will be done. But 10, 15, 20 years, this place will be different. And we can be a part of something important and good. When I decided to come to Buffalo, and I was in Doylestown in a good position doing things, and you really didn't have to do much, but people were coming by itself. They were just coming because they were coming, because it's a nice location, and many rich people live there near Philadelphia. And it was good. But when this thing of Corpus Christi came, I said that I can try. And it was my intention to try to do something good in my life. I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. Maybe it will work. Maybe this place will be successful. God will help if we will open our hearts. If priests open hearts, people will open hearts too. And it is what we need on the East Side. People who can open their hearts for those places on the East Side. Many churches are packed in suburban areas. You have those 30 minutes masses on Sunday, and it's easy. Why should I go and listen to some priest? Maybe he will say only a few words as a homily, and I am all set. I did my duty. I am good Catholic. I went to the church. And I agree with you that the church is not a building, even the most beautiful. The church is all of us, people. And I think it is for us very important that we could build the church not only with stones, but with our hearts. What is destroyed in the cold is a personal freedom of choice. We are not people who don't have freedom. We have freedom, and we can choose where to go, what to do. And Jesus in today's gospel also was saying that you can choose. You can follow me, or you don't have to. Many people in today's gospel said, no, I won't follow him, because this saying is so hard. Who can accept it? And people left. Not Father Anthony Konieczny, or Father Tony from St. John Kenty, or Father Bishop, or Father Ted, or Father Anselm. They left Jesus Christ, our Messiah, who did nothing wrong, and they didn't follow even God. Sometimes we are looking for those messiahs, great priests who will save us. And I can tell you they don't exist. We are the church, where head is Jesus. But we all are the body of Jesus Christ. And the body doesn't need only good head. Good head, good brain, without body is useless. And the same with the whole body, the hands, legs. We need each other. The greatest thing that we have is freedom. It is our greatest dignity, and to use it well is the greatest challenge of our lives. Freedom is not something we are born with. In fact, we are born totally dependent on others. Freedom is something we grow into. The only thing that has moral value and that helps us to grow is what we done freely. If we follow Christ, we will always be free. And here is a strange thing. We are free not when we do whatever we please. We are free only when we do what is right. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven.
Brothers and sisters in Christ who trust in God's wisdom and love, we present our prayers and petitions for the needs of the world.
That the Church may ever be for the gift of faith and may ever grow and respond to the Word of God proclaimed in the Gospels. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Pope and all the clergy may bring the faithful to a deeper knowledge and love of God through their preaching and teaching. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That government leaders may exercise their authority and power in ways that show compassion to those who are underprivileged and suffering. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may echo Peter's profession of faith, that Christ is indeed the Son of God, and the alone has dominion over the precious gift of human life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who are suffering from the effects of war and violence may receive God's peace and the help and strength to rebuild their lives. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died may be welcomed into God's heavenly kingdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Módlmy się za chrześcijan, którzy oddalili się od Boga, aby odczuli troskę i niepokój o swoje zbawienie. Ciebie prosimy,
wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się za studentów przebywających na wakacjach, aby pobyt w nowych warunkach otworzył im pełniej oczy na własne miejsce w życiu. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się za nas tutaj zebranych, abyśmy nieustannie wzrastali w wierze i Chrystusowej miłości. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się, aby Wszechmogący Bóg pobłogosławił nam i wzmocnił naszą wiarę, nadzieję i miłość poprzez nasz udział w tegorocznych dożynkach. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Loving Father, as you hear and answer our prayers, grant that we may know and accept your loving will in our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
we place upon your table a gleaming cloth of white, the weaving of our stories, the fabric of our lives, the dreams of those before us, the ancient hopeful cries, the promise of our future, the needing and our nurture lie here before our eyes. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, the young and the old, the frightened, the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, with the fruit of our lands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. We place upon your table a humble loaf of bread, the gift of field and hillside, the grain by which we're fed. We come to taste the presence of him on whom we feed, to strengthen and connect us, to challenge and correct us, to live in word and deed. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, the young and the old, the frightened, the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, with the fruit of our land and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. We place upon your table a simple cup of wine, the fruit of human labor, the gift of sun and vine. We come to taste the presence of him we claim as Lord, his dying and his living, his leading and his giving, his loving cup outpoured. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, the young and the old, the frightened, the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast, come to your feast, with the fruit of our lands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. We gather round your table, we pause within our quest, we stand beside our neighbor, the name of stranger guest. The feast is spread before us, you bid us come and dine. In blessing we'll uncover, in sharing we'll discover, your substance and your sign. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, the young and the old, the frightened, the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast, we come to your feast, with the fruit of our lands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast.
Thank you. to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the frightened, the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the work of our hands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of the church.
Merciful God, the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, made us your people. In your love grant peace and unity to your church. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we dwell always and everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. By his birth we are reborn. In his suffering we are freed from sin. By his rising from the dead we rise to everlasting life. In his return to you in glory we enter into your heavenly kingdom. And so we join the angels and the saints as they sing their unending hymn of praise.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Lord God of power and might.
Lord God of power and might.
Heaven, heaven and earth.
Heaven, heaven and earth.
Are full of your glory.
Are full of your glory.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Alleluia.
Sing Alleluia.
Blessed, blessed is he.
Blessed, blessed is he.
Who comes in the name of the Lord.
Who comes in the name of the Lord.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Sing Alleluia.
Sing Alleluia.
Lord, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, and death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen,
Christ will come again.
Christ has died, Christ is risen,
Christ will come again.
In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit.
Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love together with Benedict our Pope, Edward our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all departed in the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and with all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.
Pray with confidence to the Father in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you,
but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
chleb. Bądź uwielbiony od tego Kościoła, bo dziś do końca nasz umiłował, do końca nas umiłował.
Dziś na Boskowiu chleb rozmnożył, Panie, byśmy do nieba w drodze nie ustali. Ty stał się mana wędrowców przez ziemię, dla tych, co Twoja przy Tobie wystali.
Panie dobry, jak chleb, bądź uwielbiony od tego Kościoła, bo dziś do końca nas umiłował, do końca nas umiłował.
Za nas wierzymy, odrzuć ziemię chwasty, zdoła dojrzewa, padnie świeżym chlebem. Niech ziemia nasza stanie się obżarzem, a chleb komunia dla złożonych Ciebie. Panie dobry jak chleb, bądź uwielbiony od swego Kościoła, bo dziś do końca nas umiłował, do końca nas
uwielbiony od tego Kościoła, bo dziś do końca nas umiłował, do końca nas umiłował.
Ty za nasze życie swe dla Twoja ciumi,
jeśli
zmienimy, co nam pokazałeś, i dla nas
życie, Panie, odbierz miły, zniż naszym życiem i ogniwowanie.
Panie dobry jak chleb, bądź uwielbiony od tego Kościoła, bo dziś do końca nas umiłował. Jesteś blisko mnie, tęsknię za duchem Twym. Kocham kroki Twe, wiem jak pukasz do drzwi. Przychodzisz jak ciepły wiatr, otwieram się i czuję znów, że Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz,
Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia. Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia. Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz. Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia. Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia mnie. Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz. Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia. Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia. Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz. Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia. Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia mnie. Jesteś blisko mnie, tęsknię za duchem Twym. Kocham kroki Twe, wiem jak szukasz do drzwi. Przychodzisz jak ciepły wiatr. Otwieram się i czuję znów, że Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz. Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia. Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia. Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz. Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia. Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia mnie.
Módlmy się. Miłosierny Boże, przywróć nam pełne zdrowie duszy i tak nas przemień swoją łaską i wspieraj, abyśmy zawsze mogli się Tobie podobać. Przez Chrystusa Pana naszego.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Sing of the Lord's goodness, Father of all wisdom, come to Him and bless His name.
mercy has shown us his love forever, faithful to the end of days. Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name.
Power he has wielded, honor is his garment, risen from the snares of death. His word he has spoken,
one bread he has broken, to life he gives to all.
Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name.
Courage in our darkness, comfort in our sorrow, spirit of our God most high.
Solace for the weary, pardon for the sinner, splendor of the living God.
Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring out your Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name.
Praise him with your singing, praise him with the trumpet, praise God with the lute and harp. Praise him with the cymbals, praise him with your dancing, praise God to the end of days.
Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God.
Bring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music.